Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Rob, Jay, and Lana.
Hey, yo.
Hello.
What's going on? And today we're talking Alien Earth Episode 2 and playing Fortnite. How's everybody doing?
We're vibing.
Yeah, we had some contentiousness. But before we jump right into the aliens, we have Rob's Movie Corner, as always.
Maybe.
Yeah, and I got a lot of movies to talk about, so.
He wanted to talk about them all last week, but we said no. Don't you dare.
That's right. I have to wait for Rob.
It's against the name. Thank God. Well,
I can go first unless someone else would like to go first.
Please, please. Alana? No.
I watched all the greatest movies from the 80s.
You did?
No,
tell us about it.
Like, has anybody seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
What? No.
You only talk about Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you hater.
Okay, fine. I don't.
Is it the first post credit scene? No, probably not. But
maybe the most famous. Yeah. Well, actually, Alana, I watched one of your favorite movies, Batman Begins. And by I mean the Enduro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and The Dark Knight, which held up pretty well. It's not perfect. It has some issues, but it was good.
Yeah. It's a little overrated, I agree.
Yeah,
a bit overrated. People are just like, it's the greatest movie of all time.
I mean, I do agree it's probably the best superhero movie of, for now. Well, I don't know. But anyway...
Good.
On the Bollywood side of things, we watched one called Muna by MBBS.
Excuse me? Don't be perverted.
Where it's about a mafia boss who his dad really wants him to be a doctor, so he pretends to be a doctor for like years and years and years. But then his dad finds out and is so sad, so he's like, I'm going to go back to medical school and become a real doctor to impress my dad. So it's kind of like a combination of Van Wilder and Patch Adams.
What a combo.
Yeah, because he cures people through the power of friendship and laughter.
Hey-o.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Is it based on a real person?
Not as far as I could tell.
Okay.
Yep. And then today, Gru was homesick, so we watched Sinners.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
Nice. I also thought it was overrated, but I thought it was pretty good.
I think your mother said the same thing. Yeah, I also think it's overrated. Yeah. I think it's in the top 20 of the year, but I'm not gaga about it. Yeah.
It's like From Dusk Till Dawn, the musical.
Exactly.
There's singing in it?
Yeah, and a lot of singing too.
In Sinners?
Mm-hmm.
Not like
Bollywood.
For the most part. Yeah.
But there is singing.
Like a James Gunn movie? Like
no. It's like no, they sing.
It's not like Magnolia or something.
Oh Brother.
There's like performances in the thing.
Yeah. Really? Let's get out of here, guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think that's it for me.
Wow. Well done.
The weather's gotten colder, so we've been watching more movies.
Yeah, every October I try to like watch a new horror series that I haven't seen, like a film series. Mm-hmm. And now I've gone through like Godzilla's and like I don't know, like the Howling, just like I'm running out of like.
Did you scream? Majors.
I've already seen it. It has to be like a series I haven't seen. So I saw the screams kind of as they came out.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of running out of series, honestly. I guess I've never done the Sinister series.
What about The Conjuring?
I did The Conjuring series a couple years ago. There was like 7 or 8 of those, if you include, like, because I included Annabelle and the spinoffs.
What about like, the shows on Netflix? I mean, those aren't movies.
yeah, I'm not counting. But... Is that part of The Conjuring franchise? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
But they're all like a series because they're all by that one guy.
Oh, James Wan?
Right?
I don't know.
No. Totally different.
Oh, you mean I know what you're talking about. The guy that's...
Hill House and
yes.
The Midnight Mass.
Midnight Mass.
That guy's in Death Stranding too, as he's like mo-capped into it. Yeah, it's very, and his wife is who's an actress in like all his stuff.
Yeah, she is in all of it. Although I really enjoyed Fall of the House of Usher.
That's one of James Gunn. Hamill, right?
Yeah. And it's not as scary as I tried to watch Midnight Mass, and I was like, I'm good.
Is it too scary?
Yeah, there's like a lot of dead animals in it, as we're gonna discuss.
Very I just said it was boring.
Midnight Mass?
Yeah.
It was also a little slow, but also a lot of dead animals.
But that's how he directs too.
Yeah.
And it's that's over. Raul, and does a great job directing Raul Cooley.
Yes.
Favorite.
I'm looking up his name. Oh, Mike Flanagan. Yes.
Yeah, him.
And Kate Siegel is his wife. Yes.
Okay. Oh my God! I just fell to my death.
Sorry, Jay.
I missed the rope.
So anyway, the movie series I'm doing this time is
F.
F. E.
I fell off that thing and landed on that.
I don't think anybody's heard of these, but like I did Night of the Demons. There's three of those. It's like '80s. Kind of slasher movie with like way more nudity than I expected. not complaining. it's called Night of the Demons. And it's about just like, I don't know, they go into a haunted house and they get possessed by demons. And there's a remake that like came out around late 2000s, and it's got Edward Furlong from Terminator and Chan Elizabeth from American Pie. It's
nice.
Great movie, but funny casting. The best. It's on Tubi if anybody's interested. And then I saw it, and then I was like, four movies is enough. And I saw Ginger Snaps, which is like I would say one of the best werewolf movies. I don't know, it has like a kind of smart alecky dialogue. It's like it's very like clearly like werewolf story, but like using allegory of like women's menstruation and like periods and stuff.
Save Jay.
Oh God.
Nah.
But Ginger Snaps, good.
Yeah, Ginger Snaps
trilogy. If anyone interested, and I saw one last thing. I just saw a couple days ago, After the Hunt, which is a Julia Roberts movie that has like I don't know has made like $5 million or something. It's not making a lot of money.
Julia Roberts is still working.
Yeah. What? She exists. It's Julia Roberts, Andrew Garfield, aka the guy that didn't play Spider-Man in any recent movies. And it's kind of like a Me Too story, like set in Yale about if a professor did or did not do some bad stuff with a student. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting movie. It doesn't really come together completely. It's got like 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I was kind of curious about it. It's a good director. It's got did Call Me By Your Name. And
you're wondering whether or not he actually did it? You had to find out?
I mean, like, I kind of could tell by the movie trailer. I was like, this is not the kind of movie that's going to answer the questions people want. But it raises a lot of questions, man.
Is he a fan?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and like, I don't know, it's clearly like, if you even see the trailer, she's like, Julia Roberts is even like talking about safe spaces in the trailer, so it's like very like hyper-political.
Sounds a little dated.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like it was written like 4 years ago. She doesn't use the word safe spaces, but you know, she's just like, we can have conversations that are uncomfortable. It shouldn't always be about how good you feel. But it's an interesting movie.
Interesting.
So that's it.
Snipers here. Nice.
All right, cool. Anything else, Alana?
No.
All right, so should we start talking about Alien Earth? So we're getting towards the end game, guys, so stay focused. Yeah, Rob, you missed last week when we talked about our familiarity with Alien. I assume you've seen all of them.
He loves Alien 3. We talked about this.
not in excruciating detail.
I've seen all the Aliens, kind of one of my favorite film series, and I'm a defender of Alien 3. I not crazy about Alien Resurrection, I suppose, but I've still seen it like 5 times. But yeah, I read some of the comics. I don't think I read any novels. I even read like who's the writer of Neuromancer? William Gibson. He wrote a script of Alien 3 that never got used, but they made it into an audiobook, and they had Michael Biehn play it because it was like in that version Hicks is still alive. And it's on Audible. It's pretty interesting. I don't know if it's not very good. It's not very action-y too. It's kind of weird, but It's cool that William Gibson wrote an Alien 3 script.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. He did Neuromancer.
Give the history!
And he did Johnny Mnemonic, which is the novel that Keanu Reeves. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's pretty famous.
I don't know what Johnny Mnemonic is.
I don't think you're like, missing anything.
Enemy attack. So, actually, that reminds me of a really quick thing. Before we started the movie, the crew was like, "So, what's the deal with Sinners?" I said, "Best movie of 2025. It has Michael B. Jordan in it."
No, I thought the best movie was One Battle After Another.
It is One Battle After Another now, for the record.
Well, that's just what people said at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And anyway, so Guru said, so he got better? And I said, got better? What do you mean got better? She said, yeah, didn't he have Parkinson's? And I said, oh, no, that's Michael J. Fox.
Oh, Michael B. Fox.
Yeah. Oh. And she says, oh, wait, I thought he was a basketball player. I said, no, that was Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. She's trying.
Yeah,
there's a lot
better
of
than names. I better than yeah. I can do.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
Okay, so yeah, so Alien Earth, season 1, episode 2. Let's get this underway. So I wanted to mention really quick: this show has really good sets.
Yes,
yeah. Sets, not something else.
They spent all their money on sets and not on Timothy Oliphant's hair.
So you can really tell that. They're like, let's make the best use out of them because we're going to be staying here for a while.
Mm, yes.
Is Alphonse hair too 2000s to you?
Oh, shoot. Like,
what's your beef against it?
It looks really, really fake, which I know he's an android, so I guess that's part of the point. In the last episode, I complained he wasn't hot enough because of his hair.
Whoa.
So that's the main complaint. Fair.
I don't know. I think he's still kind of hot. I don't know. He's hotter than like Bishop and Aliens, Lance Henriksen.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or Bilbo.
Is he as hot as Michael Fassbender?
Good question.
No one's hotter than Michael Fassbender.
Mm-hmm. You blow, I'll do the fingering. An iconic line from Alien Covenant.
Okay, so anyway, the show starts. They're back in the ship and the alien is stalking everybody.
Yeah.
Keep it going, Jay. You're doing great.
What?
I have a porta bunker.
Not yet.
Okay.
So the alien's stalking everybody, and the boy genius wants someone who's just as smart as him, presumably, to like mate with.
Ew. Yeah, it's like classic, you know, genius where he's like, I'm just so bored. Also, they do the trope of him eating an apple. It's like ask
the poison that the poisoned apple.
Is that a trope? Yes.
Oh, because it's like the Bible?
What? Yeah. No, it's just movies just like do it a lot. Movies and TV shows.
But I think
if I wasn't playing Fortnite, I would go to TV tropes and get you a bunch of examples.
Okay. Jay's found the last enemy. Let's kill him. And
I'm sure Brad Pitt's eating that.
Blow his thing and go home.
Yeah, exactly.
You got him.
Nice job. All right.
Now I'm going to go to TV tropes.
Okay.
it's a callback. How? It's supposed to be good, but it's not.
Okay, so then we get the scene where...
One apple a wet day keeps the doctor away, and he doesn't want to talk to the doctor because she's below him.
Yeah, he's a medic, not a doctor.
No, the other, the psychologist, the one that works with Wendy and all the kids. Who's also smart, but not smarter, just smart, and I can't give him a good conversation.
Yeah, that was funny. When she's like, I'm smart, and he's like, nah. All right, what's up, Laura?
The trope is actually called the snack is more interesting. When a character enters what should be a serious situation, yet seems bored with the events, and they're more interested in their snack. I don't think that's really what was happening here, though.
I mean, it reminds me of Captain the Chris Pine, Captain Kirk eating an apple while doing the Kobayashi Maru.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know if two instances qualifies as a trope, but it's close. Okay, so
also,
anyway.
The guy in Death Note eats a lot of apples, I think. Something like that.
Okay, so then we get the scene where they have to jump from one side of the stairway to another. And then the alien pops out to chase the brother.
Very alien really have a hard on for the brother.
Yeah, it does.
That main character energy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's such shiny, pearly freaking cap.
Yeah. The brother has really survival instincts, though.
They really show the alien a lot, don't they?
They show the alien teeth a lot. And it's like, ooh, they got some nice grills put in.
The teeth did look like they've gone to the dentist.
Oh, really?
You always tell when there was an alien in the background. Maybe because I've seen these a million times, but like every time it's in the background, I'm like, there's the alien. Like, I don't know if they wanted the audience to know that.
I think they probably do, but I watched it on my phone, which for reasons we don't need to get into, but I couldn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was meant to be that way, to dumb it down a little. Make it more accessible and to reduce some of that tension for TV show rather than a movie.
Maybe.
So they know people are going to be watching on the small screen. Yeah.
Yeah. And also just to like speed it up, I think.
Yeah. I thought the first reveal was kind of awkward. It kind of like turns around, kind of cringy. I was like, that was the best take you got, but I don't know. That was a small complaint.
You guys recognize the brother actor, right? From Black Mirror?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Looks familiar, but can you remind me?
The one where he's being told to do stuff because of blackmail.
Yeah, because he's a creep. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has the argument with the robot about, like, he has to serve out his term. His like contract, which the only alien movie that reminded me of was Romulus.
Yes, right, Alana? I was really surprised.
Are there any other alien movies where they have the whole contract? That's the only one.
They mentioned the contract in the Alien, I think, but like it's never like there's not like a robot like ordering people around. So I was like, I was really surprised. I was like, oh, they're doing like this and Romulus are in like the same boat. Yeah.
Well, Alien never does reboots, right? Everything just keeps going.
It's all the same, universe. Yeah. Although I imagine like they probably don't consider like the novels and comics part of the canon too much.
Yeah, the one where Green Lantern fights them, right, Alana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this takes place, I was looking at the timeline, 2 years before Alien. And so I was like, are there gonna be like some characters? Yeah. According to like some person on Reddit that had a fancy picture and everything, so I was like, all right.
Had a fancy picture. Had a spreadsheet.
Yeah, he seemed like he did his own research, so gotta trust him.
Well, every time they do that, it takes something away from like the scariness of the alien that, you know, not only have our characters never seen anything like it before, but neither has anyone else. But now it's like, now Weyland Yutani's like, oh yeah, we've been dealing with these things for years. I guess Prometheus already did that though, right?
Right.
Yeah, especially Alien Covenant. And I was kind of like, well, if Ridley Scott allows it, I'm kind of like, that's okay, kind of. It's not like some outsiders messing with the canon. It's the guy. So.
Right.
The guy.
How devoted is Ridley Scott, really? The guy who made the Robin
Hood movie. George Lucas to Steven Spielberg. How much does he care?
No, on a scale of George Lucas to Timothy Zahn, how much does he care about the continuity?
Okay, yeah.
Dave Filoni.
He cares. Dave Filoni isn't. Yeah, he doesn't care about the continuity nearly as much as he cares about Ahsoka.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, so the sister Wendy wants to reach out to her brother, and I have an observation. I feel like she no longer. I don't feel like she acts like a kid.
No, really, she has a couple of years on the other kids, though. She's. That's why the doctor's there to help her transition to adulthood.
Was there a time jump?
Well, that whole time that they're getting kids in, like that's a time jump. Like she, it's not. Okay. She turns into they gets the body, and then immediately the kids go all there, and then they get the body. There's a significant amount of time between that period because she's learning, because she's a prototype for it. So they have to learn the process and make sure that she's not failing. So yeah, so it's she's had a significant more time than all the other kids to acclimate to.
Okay.
Be this.
But
at the same time, I think she is older too, and she's had a rougher life
differently than the kid. But like, I would think like, yeah, I think it is kind of like the confidence of having this adult body, and she's kind of like sad and scared when the only time you really do see her in the story. So
yeah, and plus the fact that like she was way more mature, like she understood like she had to keep things secret from her brother and do all this stuff. So she's already playing from a higher deck, anyways.
I thought she acted like a kid.
She plays at times, but yeah, I did. Like, I'm a mature kid.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe it's my bias because I see it coming out of an adult, so it feels adult, even though it might not be.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might be like 13. Who knows?
I think she's 12. 12.
Yeah, they say it outright.
The other kid is 11.
I'm surprised the other kids weren't more scared by this whole situation, even before the alien shows up. I mean,
they're invincible, so maybe that's scary.
Yeah, but like, not that I have a lot of experience with kids, but like, kids are scared by everything and anything. Right?
Maybe they're hardier in the alien universe.
Yeah, they, you know, life is cold and rough in the alien world.
Yeah. The deal with CRT TVs, it's just terrible.
Yeah, like analog computers.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a discussion about Weyland-Yutani that they're going to, like, negotiate for the wreck, which is interesting. Weyland-Yutani has no power here.
Mm-hmm.
Not their territory.
Usually they control, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not so powerful as we were led to believe.
I assume that's by the end of the show, right? There'll be...
Yeah, probably some kind of takeover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this, as we discussed, it's before everything.
Mm-hmm.
And before, what was that?
Alien.
Everything.
Yeah. Like we discussed before, Alien. Okay, so the kids get a little bit scared. They say there's a monster. This is the part with the cat zombie that made a lot of not want to do the show.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch the scene?
No, I skipped it.
Okay.
It was not
as bad as I thought it'd be.
I skipped from like the kids are looking at like that plant thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I skipped to like Sydney Chandler and the guy like in that level 65 or whatever, like penthouse lair.
How'd you know when to skip? Did you like look online?
I use doesthedogdie.com.
Oh, okay.
Which has a lot of other categories of things
to
avoid.
Expanded to cats.
It's like, does a cat die? Or like,
does
there
the cow die? Okay.
Does
the cow die, did you just say?
Yeah, I mean, any animal, right? I mean, aren't they
all
God's creatures? Come on.
Okay. So there's like a little thing in the cat's eye. That's really weird.
Gross.
But so we have that, and then
we get the little squid eye, the other alien thing. Which how many weird alien things did they get?
Did they say five?
Yeah, I think so.
Species, yeah.
Hmm.
I didn't think they'd be introduced so quickly. And like when I saw the trailer, they kind of mentioned it. I was kind of like, oh, we're gonna get like maybe three alien types the first season, and then keep going from there.
So it's like a video game where they have to keep adding new aliens. keep it interesting.
Get some three DLC types. Back.
Yeah. Or like Star Wars, they have to sell toys. All right. Let's see. Okay,
Did we already skip over the part where the alien kills all the rich people?
Nope. I wanted to talk about that.
We haven't skipped it.
Okay.
We haven't skipped it. Watch that guy. Storm's moving. Big.
Shall we talk about it? Or well, let's go through. Oh, they run away from the stairwell, and it's one floor difference, it seems like. So I don't know why he didn't just hit down one time and, you know, meet up with the rest of the crew. But
really expecting an iconic alien scene where, like, he's in the elevator and the alien's, like, on the elevator and, like, trying to get in. feel like that yeah. happens in, like, every movie.
Or the tail, like, gets in and it's like slashing.
Or it sticks its head in,
yeah.
Oh no, I'm gonna die.
But instead he gets in the elevator and the alien's like, oh well, I'll find him some other time.
I mean, speaking
of
being
easy,
get
my teeth cleaned.
He gets separated from his he gets separated from the team and then they get back together really easily.
Sorry.
Everybody okay? Did anyone get Alana?
Yeah, I almost fell down a cliff, but I lived.
Yeah, fell down the shaft.
It seems like you're falling, then you don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... Yeah, so he meets up with that guy really easily, like pretty much immediately. And then, yeah, this is when they meet the guy who is something out of that episode of Doctor Who with the clockwork people. And how do we feel about it? That's this whole thing with the rich people. It didn't feel like Alien. It felt like some other sci-fi show. Like, I don't know, Doctor Who?
Doctor Who,
Judge
yeah.
Dredd. It felt like, well, Doctor Who's kind
of
obvious.
Yeah, I also thought of Judge Dredd. With the or the one with the big where they're going through the building, or like some other kind of sci-fi where like rich people like literally live on the high levels and everyone lives on the low level.
Yeah, like BioShock,
or like
BioShock One,
Arcane, the League of Legends.
Arcane. Yeah, I only watched the first season of that, but yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know something, but yeah, it was kind of absurd. Did they tell him about the alien?
He just wasn't listening.
Yeah.
They were like, the building's gonna collapse.
Oh, okay. Jay, just run away. Well, we're too far. We can't help you.
Can tell me.
Yeah, well, I have a whole team on me, so I'm just.
All right, we're coming. We're coming.
But I get it. They want to differentiate from the other movies and stuff. And like, I feel like Noah Hawley, just in general, is kind of a big personality. He wants a big, weird scene. He's a weird guy.
Do you feel like these people weren't actually rich? They were just like crazy and pretending to be?
No, I think they were rich.
They were.
Well, then why
are
they in this like crappy little block?
Well, they're at the top though.
They're on the top, and they got the fancy ass freaking penthouse, like room with like three little floors and a view and multiple fireplaces and a water feature and stuff.
Also, we don't know like. They basically live on an island, right? So like everywhere else could be like way shittier, and that's like that's just what the rich people get. Like that's the best they can get.
I like how Rob and Alana just left us.
Well, I'm trying to get to the next circle.
Wait, stop, I'm coming.
Okay. Oh, you guys did?
Oops.
Yeah. So the alien somehow doesn't kill the brother, but it kills everybody else. And
he's knocked out. He's not good prey, so
sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they say later that aliens can sense fear.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem very fearful.
Well, the cyborg guy, yeah.
So the cyborg guy was way more fearful than they were.
The alien's probably not noticing him because he's a cyborg.
Yeah, I think it's a cyborg. That's what I assumed.
Yeah, the alien doesn't notice the Sydney Chandler team either.
Well, how could it not notice him if it was trying to get into his little pod thing in the first episode?
Because he was moving around.
Okay. It was like a T-Rex.
Yeah, like a T-Rex.
Okay.
But it doesn't make me wonder how cyborgy he is, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe he needs more cyborg parts.
Yeah. So, okay. So the alien kills everybody, and then the cyborg guy shows up, and alien naps.
You gotta go.
That's a term I just made up. The alien naps the alien. Yeah. He naps
it. He's got a special gun for it.
Yeah, something out of a video game, like an ion blaster. Yeah. But he doesn't get far.
It's just like a taser, like a fancy.
No, we're talking about the goo that becomes like the netting.
Goo net. Yeah.
Did anyone play Ghostbusters the video game?
Yeah.
Weird random question. Do you remember how you get all the different kinds of guns or like slimes or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
This is another part where the brother has really ridiculous plot armor because he zaps him and he clearly wants no witnesses. So he zaps him and he doesn't die and he doesn't check the kill.
Well, yeah.
Not part of the mission.
The mission is get the alien, no witnesses. He killed everyone on that ship.
Well, technically, let them die.
Okay. Jeez, how are we getting out of here? Is there a place to mantle?
Is there a bouncy?
Did you say that because you just watched Batman Begins? He's like, no, I won't kill you, no. But I won't let you live.
Right here, right here.
I had to tell Guru about how controversial that bar was.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's pick a landing spot. How about right here? Boing. Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. Nope, the brother is a little bit ridiculous. So, yeah. So the guy doesn't get far.
There's a team here.
So he doesn't get far before he runs to the rest of the team. And there is a pretty good, scary, like, tense part where he's like, you gotta believe me. It's an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, nah.
Right. And then, yeah. Wait, which part is this?
He's like leaving. I think he's leaving the elevator. And the rest of the team, or that's not the rest of the team, it's like another search and rescue team.
Oh, yeah.
He's like hey, where are you going? Where are you going?
And then, yeah, they only, yeah.
Just kills everybody.
He gets knocked back by the alien killing one of the guys into the penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe the dead body also, like, disguised him from the alien. Anyway, yeah, the alien has a lot of group kills in this episode. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
Wolf okay, mask. So then there's a very, very long part with the Reggie Jackson baseball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was so random. And it's got to be, like, ancient history at this point, right?
Not true.
Yeah. They kind of explain that he was watching, like, historic sports moments.
Yeah, with his dad.
Well, that's like in Star Trek when they're like, oh, I love classical music.
Yeah.
Whatever. Did the guy get away?
No, he's right in the middle.
I see him. There's over here.
Okay, so the brother and the sister get reunited, and she immediately reveals who she is, which I was surprised.
No, the guy did.
No.
Her friend.
Yeah. Not Shmi. Slightly.
I was actually loved how quickly this plot line resolved. I hate when things like that get stretched out.
And drawn out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You seem so familiar for like three episodes. Yeah, that was very efficient too. He just explains exactly how it is, and he's like, oh, by the way, she's your sister.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That guy took my crown! Boo! Yeah, that jerk took mine.
Okay, so then they find the iconic alien eggs, which is great.
Oh my god! Oh my god. Okay. People have done some really dumb shit in the universe, and like, what the brother does in this maybe doesn't rank, but it should, because he just like walks into the middle of the pods and like sticks his face in one. Unbelievable.
Well, before we get to that, can we talk about how like they leave and they don't notice like all those dead bodies that are in the hallway doesn't faze them at all? Like, what the heck?
Well, he knows there's a crazy alien running around killing everybody.
Yeah, but we see that it's like the rich people, right? Which are conveniently still in their seats, which is weird. But then, like, so that's bad. But then, like, just the magnitude of bodies sitting outside, doesn't even bat an eye about? Like, what?
Yeah, that's fair. He grew up fast. Yeah.
So it is weird also when there's that massacre that, like, there's blood everywhere, but the cyborg is not at all covered in blood. Just going, thinking back to that.
Cyborg guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that cyborg guy, he's got some plot armor too. And also, would the people immediately recognize that he's a cyborg? I guess by looking at
his hand is semi translucent. Yeah. His semi translucent hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then the episode ends with her jumping after her bro, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the alien like kidnaps him. Cause
tackles him.
Alien's got a hard on for him for some reason.
If this is like Picard, with any luck, it's going to be like he has an epic destiny.
But I think that this scene is also where we think, or the theory that the alien doesn't really react to the kids, because the pods don't really do anything until the brother walks close to them, and then they start to wake up.
But that one plant one kind of responds to.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I do kind of like the aliens are actually kind of in some way similar to the xenomorphs, the other aliens. And like, I was like, okay, it's not. So it feels like, I don't know, in the same world, it's not just like, here's a wacky human-like alien.
Yeah.
Which I guess would just be better, but yeah. you know, it's kind of in the same universe.
Alien human hybrid from Romulus.
Yeah, it feels like all those aliens were like basically from the same planet, so they have some sort of similarities. And like,
and also the episode ends on some like 90s song, and I was like, what is this? And then I looked it up, and it was Stinkfest by Tool, 1996. And apparently, Noah Hawley is a fan of Tool, and he was just like, this song's about like metamorphosis and something, and like, this, it fits the episode. I was like, all right, bro.
Got it. Somebody wants to be James Gunn.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you like all the Ice Age references?
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Wait, Ice Age
random.
Like the series?
Ice Age the movie.
I did not pick up.
I wish
on
I was
Ice
into
Age.
Ice Age the movie, because I was like, there's a lot of quotes, it seems, from that show, that movie.
Like what?
There's clips of the Ice Age all the time, and how she communicates initially with her brother
through the robot.
Through the robot,
yeah, the furry thing.
It's a line from the sloth to whatever the big thing is. Brain don't work now, but yeah, it's like their connection where they used to watch Ice Age together when they were young.
Oh yeah. Again, just like Star Trek.
Okay, so which makes me come to my question of how many of you remember what you said on Christmas morning when you were 7 years old?
Oh yeah,
assume that they like talk about it a lot when they were like a family. Like, oh, remember that hilarious thing you said?
Well, I feel like they talk with each other though, because I feel like if they just did with the parents could theoretically tell somebody, and then they could fake it. I thought it was like their personal little
secret. But at the same time, it's like
that's a serious trope.
Three or four times, four different questions. It's like, what the? I don't know.
Okay, so Andrew forgot to. He told me that he turned attacks back on, and I forgot to turn them off.
Okay, we'll make a gentleman's agreement: no attacks.
Yeah, sorry.
No attacks. Okay.
Anyways. I mean, that's just like a trope of people can remember ridiculous, absurd stuff.
But
it's
like John... one or two, okay. But like three, four, like it just kept going. And I was like, come on. What are you going to do? Why don't you just ask for your whole life story and every little tiny little word she said? What did she say while she was pooping for the first time? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're playing on like granny mode.
What's the matter?
You can see points.
Oh.
Oh,
should we
go
and start over? Or just deal with it? Huh?
Nah, we'll just deal with it.
So the... Yeah, it's also like the John Mulaney bit about the bartender who remembers everybody. From Law & Order.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Okay. All right. So, shall we move on to questions of the day, or anything else, Jay?
Yeah.
What's up?
How did you feel about her nice little sword that just magnetically connects to her back?
Well, it was like
all of her clothing.
She's magnetic.
It's a paper shredder, right? Yeah. Maybe she's magnetic.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought it was kind of funny, and like that wasn't like the giveaway that she's synthetic.
No, he picked up they were synthetic like really quickly.
He's a medical man.
Well, he recognizes the medic dude, but then like he doesn't recognize the two of them until like slightly gives it away.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, no, we're 11 and 12. We're in our adult bodies, and then he's like, oh, ew.
It's been a very weird day.
And Daddy made us stay quiet. Though Daddy told me you died. Oh, okay.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
Indeed. Okay. I've had enough. Yeah, is that all I had about this show?
It feels kind of like Goonies for adults sometimes. I don't know.
I guess I could see that.
The Goonies for adults. Yeah, I feel like there's always
that. He's got a lot of money for. I don't know. Just like these like goofy kids going on a fun adventure.
Isn't that Skeleton Crew?
That's true. Or is, you know, I thought Skeleton Crew was ripping off Stranger Things, but yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, it comes full circle, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, question of the day. Alana, take us away, please.
I didn't send me any.
What?
Sabotage.
I know.
And you waited to tell us this now.
I like forgot until now.
What's your first holiday memory?
That's a great question, Jay. It's a little early.
Oh, it's from the episode.
Oh, yeah. I watched the episodes like many days ago because you never know when the shutdown's going to end. And I'm suddenly going to run out of time.
Okay.
I mean, my early holiday memory is the big tree at our grandparents' house in Philadelphia. Mm. They had blue Christmas lights.
Blue lights.
They should turn off all the other lights, and it was like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mine isn't, I don't think it's my earliest, but it's the most, like, the one that sticks out the most. Me sneaking down Christmas Eve to the tree as my parents are, like, still wrapping and stuff. And then them hearing the click of the steps. And then me, like, scrambling upstairs as quiet as I could, and I had been practicing the scramble. And then I even left my door just open enough for me to squeeze through, and then diving into bed, and then going, you ain't fooling nobody. And me going, oh.
Oh. It's cute. He's excited for Christmas. All right, Alana, Rob?
It's not maybe the very first release memory, but like definitely one of them is I got it was Christmas Day, got some gifts from Santa, including what I really wanted, which was like a Sega Genesis.
Hey-o.
Very excited. Beautiful nice. Moment. It came with Sonic 2. But the thing that threw me off was it had like a Sears like price tag on it. And I was like, and I believed in Santa at the time, so I was kind of like, what is this? Why? Because, you know, you just like assume he like builds everything at Santa's workshops. You're like, why is there like a Sears? And then, like, I remember my dad being like, oh, well, I guess sometimes, you know, he's too busy and he like has to go to the store and gets it. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I kind of believed it too. I was like, well, my parents wouldn't lie to me. So, yeah.
Of course not.
And that was like when I started getting a little suspicious. I think by like a year or two later, I put two and two together and knew what was up.
Mm. How did it feel when you finally learned the truth?
It was fine. I didn't feel like, you know, I feel like there's always that modern approach that now, like, the kids will never trust you again. But I was just like, it was such a slow realization that I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. And, you know, that's fun. I kind of liked the idea of knowing Santa and stuff and believing in him. So, and you feel kind of cool too, because you're like, oh, now I know. And like these other kids, some of the other kids didn't. And yeah, I don't know. So I was
like, on the secret.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
what?
Probably like Hanukkah, something or other, candles.
Yeah.
Good.
Really?
What? I also.
You would not pass the brother sister test.
Yeah, seriously. Jesus,
they'll turn you away. They'd walk away, leave you behind.
Well, we have to have the same answer.
No, it's not you have to have the same answer, but like an answer would be good.
I just answered the fucking question.
Okay. I pushed a lot too far today. All right, I got question number two, which is, what is a childhood trauma derived from a movie or a TV show? Speaking of childhood.
Lost Boys and Rice.
Rice?
Rice, is that a movie? Jerry Rice?
No.
Lost Is there Boys. A rice scene in Lost Boys? I don't remember that.
The maggots.
Oh. I'll have to rewatch that. Okay. That scene.
Yeah. Fakes him out, thinks he's eating maggots.
Okay, that does sound scary. I have a lot, but the one that I'm going to only gonna do one, which is the slime monster from Ghost Rider.
Oh yeah,
remember that, Alana?
I do. For some reason, for years I thought it was from Power Rangers.
It's because it looks like it's from Power Rangers.
Yeah,
but it's not. Yeah, I don't know if anyone remembers that show. I don't even know if I watched anything besides that one episode, but that was enough. Lots of nightmares. Rob is brave, I'm sure.
I like a million memories. Yeah, I don't know. I think I already mentioned the podcast. So I was thinking like the Wizard of Oz is like that. I don't know. That witch freaked the fuck out of me.
I put the scene in the Discord.
So we can all experience it.
Is that a movie we watch where like the kids have like leeches on them and they're like freaking out?
Yeah, there was some...
Oh, Stand By Me? Wait, no.
No. It was Mighty Joe Young. The Great Panda Adventure.
Yeah, definitely something with animals.
Something with animals. Or they're in like a jungle, yeah.
There's a jungle out there.
Oh, you know what's freaked me out? I cried in the theater and like my parent had to like take me out. It was Kindergarten Cop. There's a scene where the little kid climbs the tower and it's like raining and kind of freaky and like he shouldn't be up there and it looks like he's gonna die. And like, I don't know, I just like got freaked out and I just started crying, wailing.
Oh no. Yeah, that does sound scary.
Understandable.
That must have been, when was that movie? 1990? Yeah, so I was 5 years old. Yeah. Because I saw it in theaters, yeah, so.
Cool. The man who's not afraid of anything was afraid of that. That was a close one.
Okay, only two.
All right, I
hit done. Scores. So I can redo the thing.
Okay.
Done. And I'm going to get water while this happens.
Okay. Does anyone have an idea for question number three while we're resetting? Do you have any ideas for question three? I have one. I don't know if it's good.
Great question. I think it was either really boring or like too juicy. Yeah, so I can't think of anything.
Okay, fine. Yeah, fair enough. Well, okay, so mine, and you guys can veto it, is who's your favorite member of the Teen Titans? Whether from the show or the comics or whatever you want.
Veto. No.
We did the show Titans. It's not like you don't know any of the people.
Right.
Yeah. Cyborg.
Good choice.
The animated.
The original.
Yeah. Booyah!
I'm going to say Robin / Nightwing. Both in the original and in... And yeah, I still like him in Titans. But the version of Robin from the original cartoon, I liked a lot. I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay, Andrew like totally messed up my setting, so I don't know if this is right.
I'm looking at the B tier, because I don't know. Drive me crazy. I guess I do like Beast Boy. He's kind of just ridiculous. I'll go with this is a terrible choice, but I'm going to go with Slade, a.k.a. Deathstroke.
It's not a member.
That's according to Wikipedia, in the Teen Titan cartoon series, he was...
Is this like how Magneto was part of the X-Men?
I don't know. Maybe. All right. Now, I don't know. Now I'm looking at it again. And maybe it's not the case.
Yeah, you do Ravager.
Daughter?
Yeah. Slade.
What? No love for crypto?
Villains. Okay. No, I'll go with Beast Boy. He's like kind of lame in the live action series, but conceptually, he's Amazing. He's a beast boy.
They didn't have the budget for him in the live action series.
No, he was human like 90% of the time. At least.
Right, and Alana.
The snake in Superboy.
Brother Blood. No. I don't know. Just like Nightwing, probably.
Same as me. You passed the brother test. Yay. All right. Anything else you guys want to discuss?
What is everyone doing for the Halloween?
Not much.
Going to a party at a friend's place.
Wow.
Why is everyone having their parties this weekend instead of next weekend?
Since November, it's too late. All the decorations go down.
Halloween's on a Friday. Like, it's fine.
That's for trick-or-treating.
That's weird. Yeah, but usually trick-or-treating happens on the Friday.
Yeah.
At least in the DC area. So it should have been on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense. Yeah. I guess if they want to do it on the Saturday, they'd have to do it on the week before.
Yeah, so Guru and me aren't really doing anything. How about you, Jay? You must be up to something cool.
I have a friend's birthday to do.
Right.
At their place.
Is it Halloween themed?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But maybe I'll still bring a costume.
Yeah, show up in costume.
Yeah, to the winery. That'll be great.
Yeah, I'm going to a friend's Halloween movie thing, but then I have to run a marathon, so I don't know.
You're running a marathon?
Yeah, unfortunately.
On purpose?
Yeah. First and last marathon. I'm, you know, midlife crisis. Yeah, you got to do some complicated things. Yeah.
I think it's impressive.
Well, thank you, Zach.
You're welcome.
Is it the Marine Corps marathon?
This, yeah.
Oh,
it'll be good weather too.
Soon.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, yes, it is. I trained for 4 months, so it should be okay.
Doesn't sound like a lot. Like,
what do you mean?
Like it's a lot, but like
26 miles.
When you hear about people training for marathons, it sounds like it takes a long time.
It's a good test of your endurance and your human capabilities.
If you're talented as Rob, it's no problem.
Right.
Well, thank you. I mean, Jay's. I feel like Jay's the real runner of this chat, but yeah.
That's why it's impressive, though.
That's my least favorite distance to run.
What's your favorite distance to run?
100K. So 62 and a half.
My favorite distance to run is from the couch to the bathroom.
I don't like that because that sounds like you have mud butt.
Did you say mud blood? It's very offensive.
Mud butt.
Uh-oh. No, I don't. I'm fine. If you're in a hurry to get back to the game, you run. Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else, guys?
It just sucks because it's you have to run it hard and it's just a lot of people and it's like, it's a test against yourself, yes, but it's an actual race that you like need to be like chugging along the whole entire time where either any other distance below it, it's short enough that you can run hard and not be like, oh my god, my day's ruined. And then the ones that are longer, you go at an easier pace, and it is your day, and it's just a good day out in trails and eating good random shit.
Well, that sounds correct, honestly, based on my experience training for it. But you gotta do it once, or, you know, never do it. Either or.
Good luck, because you won't be on next week, will you? So, yeah. So, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
It should be good. Are you gonna do my Goodwill trick? Or thrift?
Oh, I was considering it, actually. Yeah. So, like, for the first mile or two, the pants.
Yeah, just so the trick is that you go to like a thrift store and you buy like crappy or like cheap like long sleeve shirt or long sleeve like sweat or long sleeve like windbreaker pants. So then you could just take them off and toss them while you're running.
I was like, in case you shit your pants?
No, that's why you carry wet wipes.
Just in case.
But yeah, you just leave the litter there?
Yeah, because they have crews there that sweep up behind and all those clothes get donated. So it's just putting it right back into the cycle. So it feels like it's not like anything bad. And that way you don't have to worry about, oh no, what am I going to do with all my stuff? It's already taken care of.
Got it.
And you don't have to leave a bag behind or anything like that. And then sit there for 5 hours waiting for your bag to be found and delivered to you.
Yep.
Which sucks.
I might do it. Thank
that
you.
Sounds annoying.
Pro tip, Jay.
Yeah. Yep. I got you.
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every
week.
Oh, I
thought we had ended.
No.
I was just butting around.
Anyway, you can catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty. Group up with us next time.
Do it.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.